How can you make the change from successful individual to effective leader, team builder, and positive change agent? How can you reach out to people while reaching your maximum potential? No matter what your goals, building an organization, raising a family, improving your community, or other worthwhile desires, you can achieve them by learning to positively influence people. Authors John C. Maxwell, founder of Enjoy, and Jim Dornan, president and owner of Network 21 International, have spent most of their lives raising up influencers and have positively impacted the lives of millions of people worldwide. With humor, heart, and unique insight, they share what they've gleaned from decades of experience. Whatever your vocation or aspiration, listen now as John C. Maxwell and Jim Dornan teach you how you can increase your positive impact on others by becoming a person of influence.
When John and I met a few years ago, we sensed instantly that there was great chemistry between us, almost like that of brothers. We had so much in common.
Yes, we did, despite our very different backgrounds. Jim, you've spent the last 30 years in the business environment teaching people how to become successful. And in the process, you build a worldwide business organization.
Yeah, and John, you've spent the last 28 years working in the nonprofit environment as a pastor, denominational executive, and motivational speaker. You're recognized as one of the top equippers in the United States in leadership and personal growth development.
What we have in common, Jim, is an understanding of people and of the positive impact that one person's life can have on others. And it all boils down to one idea. Influence. We know the power of influence, and we want to share it with you.
So please join us and continue listening. We're going to give you many of our insights, tell some entertaining stories, and share dynamite principles that have the power to change your life and the lives of all the people you can influence.
When you were a child, what did you want to be when you grew up? Did you dream about being a famous actor or singer? How about President of the United States? Maybe you wanted to become an Olympic athlete or one of the wealthiest people in the world. We all have dreams and ambitions. Undoubtedly, you've accomplished some of yours. But no matter how successful you are now, you still have dreams and goals that are waiting to be fulfilled. And our desire is to help you realize those dreams, to help you realize your potential. Let's start by doing a little experiment. Listen to the following list of people. It's quite a diverse group, but they all have one thing in common. See if you can figure out what it is. John Grisham, George Gallup, Robert E. Lee, Dennis Rodman, James Dobson, Dan Rather, Madonna, Hideo Nomo, Jerry and Patty Beaumont, Rich DeVos, Mother Teresa, Pablo Picasso, Adolf Hitler, Tiger Woods, Glenn Leatherwood, Bill Clinton, John Wesley, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Have you figured out what all of them have in common? The answer is, every one of them is a person of influence.
We created this list almost at random, selecting well-known people as well as ones from our own lives. We did it to make this point. Everyone is an influencer of other people. It doesn't matter who you are or what your occupation is. A politician, such as President of the United States, has tremendous influence on hundreds of millions of people, not only in his own country but around the globe. And entertainers, such as Madonna and Arnold Schwarzenegger, often influence an entire generation. A teacher, such as Glenn Leatherwood, who instructed John and hundreds of other boys in Sunday school, touches the lives of not only his own students, but also indirectly influences all the people those boys grow up to influence. But you don't have to be in a high-profile occupation to be a person of influence. In fact, if your life in any way connects with other people, you are an influencer. Everything you do at home, at church, in your job, or on the ball field has an impact on the lives of other people. As American poet, philosopher Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "Every man is a hero and an oracle to somebody, and to that person, whatever he says has an enhanced value."
If you desire to be successful, or to make a positive impact on your world, you need to become a person of influence. Without influence, there is no success. For example, if you're a salesperson wanting to sell more of your product, you need to be able to influence your customers. If you're a manager, your success depends on your ability to influence your employees. If you coach, you can only build a winning team if you can influence your players. If you're a pastor, your ability to reach people and grow your church depends on your influence with your congregation. If you want to raise a strong, healthy family, you have to be able to influence your children in a positive way. No matter what your goals are in life, you can achieve them faster, you can be more effective, and your contribution can be longer lasting if you learn how to become a person of influence.
Influence doesn't come to us instantaneously. Instead, it grows by stages. Visually, it looks like a series of four stair steps. The bottom step is modeling. People are first influenced by what they see. If you have children, then you've probably observed this. No matter what you tell your children to do, their natural inclination is to follow what they see you doing. For most people, if they perceive that you are positive and trustworthy and have admirable qualities, then they will seek you as an influencer in their lives. And the better they get to know you, the greater your credibility will be and the higher your influence can become if they like what they see. Modeling can be a powerful influence, either positively or negatively, and it's something that can be done even from a distance. But if you want to make a really significant impact on the life of other people, you've got to do it from up close. And that brings you to the second level of influence, which is motivation. You become a motivational influencer when you begin to encourage people and communicate with them on an emotional level. The process does two things. It creates a bridge between you and them, and it builds up their confidence and sense of self-worth. When people feel good about you and themselves when they're with you, then your level of influence increases significantly.
When you reach the motivational level of influence with others, you can start to see a positive impact in their lives. To increase that impact and make it long-lasting, you've got to move up to the third level of influence, which is mentoring. Mentoring is pouring your life into another person and helping him reach his potential. The power of mentoring is so strong that you can see the life of the person that you are influencing literally changing before your eyes. As you give of yourself, helping him overcome obstacles in his life and showing him how to grow personally and professionally, you help him achieve a whole new level of living. You can truly make a difference in his life. The fourth and highest level is multiplication. As a multiplying influencer, you help the people you're influencing to become positive influencers in the lives of others and pass on not only what they have received from you, but what they have learned and gleaned on their own. Few people ever make it to the fourth level of influence, but everyone has the potential to do so. It takes unselfishness, generosity, and commitment. It also takes time.
As you move up to the higher levels of influence and become an active influencer, you can begin to have a positive influence on people and add value to their lives. That's true for any positive influencer. The babysitter who reads to a child encourages him to love books and become a lifelong learner. The teacher who puts his faith, confidence, and love in a little girl helps her to feel valued and good about herself. The boss who delegates to her employees and gives them authority as well as responsibility enlarges their horizons and empowers them to become better workers and people. The parents who know how and when to give their children grace help them to stay open and communicative even during their teenage years. All of these people add lasting value to the lives of others. We don't know what kind of influence you have on others today as you listen to this. Your actions may touch the lives of thousands of people, or you may be influencing two or three coworkers or family members. The number of people is not what's most important. The crucial thing to remember is that your level of influence is not static. Even if you've had a negative effect on others in the past, you can turn that around and make your impact a positive one. And if your level of influence has been relatively low up till now, you can increase it and become a person of influence who helps others. In fact, that's why we're talking with you now. We want to help you become a person of high influence. No matter what stage of life you're in or what you do for a living, you can have an incredibly positive impact on the lives of other people. You can add tremendous value to their lives.
Let's talk about who's on the influence list. Everyone could sit down and make a list of people who have added value to their lives. We mentioned that the list at the beginning of this chapter contains the names of some of the people who have influenced us. Some of the names are big. For example, I consider 18th century evangelist John Wesley to be one of the greatest influencers of my life and career. Wesley was a great leader, preacher, and social critic. During his lifetime, he turned the Christian church in England and America upside down, and his thoughts and teachings continue to influence the way churches function and Christians believe, even today. I consider Wesley to be the greatest person to have lived since the Apostle Paul. Other people whose names are on that list are not well known, but that in no way lessens their level of influence. For example, two people listed are Jerry and Patty Beaumont, a couple who had a profound impact on the lives of Jim and his wife Nancy. Here's their story.
Nancy and I first met Jerry and Patty almost 25 years ago when Nancy and Patty were both pregnant. The Beaumonts were a classy couple, really sharp and confident. We were attracted to them immediately because it seemed like they really had their life together, and we observed that they were living out their strong spiritual convictions with integrity and consistency. Nancy met Patty one day while they were waiting together in the obstetrician's waiting room. They hit it off instantly and began to build a relationship. We had no idea how much their friendship was going to mean to us just a few months later when our lives got turned upside down. After 9 months of routine pregnancy, Nancy gave birth to our first son, Eric. Well, at first everything appeared to be normal, but a few hours later the doctors discovered that Eric had been born with some very serious physical problems. His back was open and his spinal cord had not formed properly. They told us that he had a condition called spina bifida. To make things worse, his spinal fluid had gotten infected during the delivery, so he was suffering from severe systemic meningitis. Our whole life seemed to be thrown into chaos. After Nancy's hours of labor, we were exhausted, confused, and they told us Eric needed brain surgery. We had to make a decision right then. Without it, he didn't stand a chance, and even with it, things didn't look very good. We cried as they prepared to take our little boy, only a few hours old, and transport him to Children's Hospital for emergency brain surgery. All we could do was pray that he would make it. We waited for hours, but the doctors finally came out and told us Eric was going to live. We were shaken when we first saw him after the surgery. We wondered how someone so small could have so many wires attached to him. The opening in his back was now closed, but we could see that they had surgically implanted a shunt tube in his brain to drain off excess spinal fluid and relieve the pressure. The first year of Eric's life was a blur for us as he repeatedly re-entered Children's Hospital. In the first 9 months, he underwent 11 more surgeries. Three of those operations came in one weekend. Things were happening so fast that we were overwhelmed and we couldn't even comprehend what we might have to face in the future. While we were trying to survive the midnight trips to the hospital and hold up under the pain and fear we had for Eric, guess who came alongside us and helped us survive each day as it came? Jerry and Patty Beaumont. They had come to the hospital that first day of Eric's life and given us comfort and encouragement while he was in the operating room. They brought food for us and sat with Nancy and me in the hospital waiting rooms, and all the while they shared their incredible faith with us. Most importantly, they helped us to believe that God had a special plan for Eric and us. You know, Patty told Nancy one day, you and Jim can make Eric's problems the center of everything you do, or you can use them as a launching pad for a whole new way of looking at life. It was then that we turned a corner in our lives. We began looking beyond our circumstances and saw that there was a bigger picture. We realized God had a plan for us as well as Eric, and our faith gave us strength and peace. The Beaumonts had helped us consider and answer some of life's most important questions. From that day on, our entire attitudes changed, and we had great hope.
That was over two decades ago. Jim and Nancy lost touch with the Beaumonts, though they have since tried to find them. Now Eric has grown up and gets around pretty well in his electric wheelchair, despite having experienced a stroke during one of his surgeries. He's a constant source of joy, inspiration, and humor for the Dornan family. And though their contact with Jerry and Patty Beaumont lasted only about a year, Jim and Nancy recognized the tremendous value they added to them and still consider them to be two of the greatest influencers in their lives. Today, Jim and Nancy are themselves people of great influence. Their business has expanded into more than 26 countries around the world, from Eastern Europe to the Pacific. from Brazil and Argentina to mainland China. Through seminars, tapes, and videos, they impact hundreds of thousands of individuals and families each year, and their business continues to grow. But more important to them, they are sharing their strong values and faith with people that they influence. They are doing all they can to add value to the lives of everyone they touch. We don't know exactly what your dream is in life or what kind of legacy you want to leave. But if you want to make an impact, you will have to become a man or woman capable of influencing others. There is no other way to effectively touch people's lives. And if you do become a person of influence, then maybe someday when other people write down the names of those who made a difference in their lives, your name just might be on that list.